Today we enter into a new series of conversations that are all about dwelling in well-being. And when we begin here, we want to start off by defining our terms. And first, we'll talk about the word well-being. Generally in the New Age, and it has certainly been the case with our language in the past, the word well-being generally refers to your health, in other words, the health of your body. And well-being is a really wonderful way to talk about how you are in the body in the perfect way right here and right now, sitting in the midst of your well-being. But we take this word and express it out, remembering that physical reality is an extension of your body. Here we're talking about the well-being of the entirety of your holistic and holographic universe manifesting as it is. Dwelling in well-being, from our perspective, means simply noticing how all is well and all is right, right here and right now. But in this series of conversations, we go a little bit more specific than that general statement. For example, we want to point out, and we will be talking about this again and again, how it is often the case that well-being is described as something to be achieved, particularly in the motivational theory part of the New Age, where everyone is supposed to be working on their own little projects and they have a lot to get done before they die. Because after all, if you don't get your shit done, you're going to fail life and then you'll come back as yourself or some more miserable version of yourself and you'll still be stuck on the karmic wheel or whatever it is that happens to people who die without finishing their New Age homework. And we want to remind you that it is not an achieved state. It is something you're sitting in the middle of. As with all topics metaphysical, all that we're really ever talking about is the recognition of what it is that is already present. And perhaps, and this will happen throughout the series, conversations about what it is that you may be using to delude yourself, not in a delightful way, about what is not actually true. By saying, like, for example, my body doesn't work the way I want it to, and it's not doing what it's supposed to for me. My relationships are not happening the way I want them to. My bank balance doesn't appear to be the thing that I want it to be. The way I'm acting about in the world is not coming across in the way I wanted to. These things, of course, are not really true. You are indeed already dwelling in the center of your well-being, and that's where you are right now. The recognition of this is the point of this series of conversations. Now, through this series of conversations, we will also each day be offering you the opportunity of a process. And with each of these processes, we again remind you that they are opportunities, openings of possibilities, and that they're not anything required to do. But they are an opportunity for you to dwell more deeply in the center of your well-being by noticing how well things are working and calling forth helpers and versioning your way into ideas and manifesting forms that provide feedback in the feedback loop of your manifesting reality that show you more and more and more how indeed it is the case that you are indeed now, right at this moment, dwelling in the center of your well-being. Now, well-being is also a word that we would describe as being the true nature of this moment, right where you are right now. We could call this series being present to who you are, being present to your manifesting forms, being present to the version of yourself as it is unfolding right in front of you. But we just instead decide to use the framing dwelling in your well-being, dwelling in well-being, and to remember that, again, it's not an achieved state. It is something unfolding at the center, right where you are right now, and all we're really inviting you to do is to fall back into recognizing. As is the case with all essential truths, whatever they may be, however they are discussed, the more you recognize and remember that you are indeed that which is essential to you, in this case, dwelling in the center of your well-being, the more you will see it, the more you will know it, and the more you will have evidence of it. It becomes part of the way in which the feedback loop of manifesting reality presents itself to you. Now, today being the day of your great good, that statement right there, today is the day of your great good. That is a statement of well-being. Here where you are, having what you have in the way that you have it, all is well. That is another statement of well-being. These phrases that we say over and over again, we do not say them rote. We don't say them just to remind you, to pat you on the head, to say, look, everything is not what you think it is. This is what is right and this is what is true. Although those things are all correct, we don't say them because they're just nice things to say. We say them because there is tremendous power in those phrases. The recognition of who you are in the midst of what you are having, the way in which you are manifesting yourself as a physical expression of an idea of delight, wonder, and magic. That's the whole point of having a body. It's not that you can accomplish things or so you can move this thing from that place to this place to here over there and there over here. It's not for any of that. You are literally, literally in the middle of something quite wonderful, amazing, magical, and delightful indeed. So today being the day, again, of your great good, and now being the time, and here being the place where everything is happening, where all is well, and all is magical, and all is delightful indeed, wonderful things are indeed occurring. Not anything you need to fix, figure out, manage, or handle, but quite literally happening for you, on your behalf, and to your benefit. It's good to be here, not because you need to get something, figure it out, manage it, or handle it. It's good to be here because something amazing and wonderful, delightful, and delicious indeed is occurring. You're not required to do anything. That's a very important part of this conversation. There's no obligation. There's no requirement. You are here voluntarily. You are here specifically doing what it is that you want to be doing. Every person coming up to talk to you, every ghost that arises and says, boo, here we are to give you some essential truth, such as ourselves, although we usually don't use the boo part. But everything arising, every person, every place, everything, every object, every animal, every situation, every circumstance is rising up for you on your behalf and to your benefit, having been called by you. So boo, we're here. You called us. Here we are to remind you that you are indeed at this red hot minute, even as you breathe in and breathe out, dwelling in the center of your well-being. As we've said many, many times, when it comes to your body is perfectly healthy. You may not like the balance that that health has found in expression, and that's fine. It, not liking something is contrast that allows you to further amplify by refining and defining that which you desire. So if you don't like what you see or how your physical sensations are, you can decide for something better than that. You can decide for something more effortless, easier, simpler, more delightful. But trying to fix the problem, and this is where the idea of well-being as an achievable state comes into play. Well-being is not an achievable state. It's something you have already. The recognition of it is very powerful. When it comes to your body, when it comes to your wealth, when it comes to your beloved, when it comes to any and all relationships, when it comes to your expression in the world, you're sitting at the center of all of the wondrousness, and it's amplifying. It's not static. It's not one and done. It's not a photograph. It's not even a moving picture. It is a dynamic, multidimensional unfolding that is happening in wonderful and delightful ways across multiple versions of you. You happen to be in the number one version, the very best version that is in alignment with your desire in totality. And the recognition that you have in this well-being upon which, through which, within which you are dwelling, that this well-being that is manifesting right now is exactly right for you. The recognition of that makes it come to life in a way that will likely surprise you. And it's not that it's been dormant. It's that you have likely been ignoring it. Now, it is probably not the case that anyone listening to these words is actually ignoring in some blatant kind of, I just can't see it and I'm not willing to admit that it's there kind of way. If there's something about this series of conversations that appeals to you, it is undoubtedly the case that you are already quite aware, at least to a certain extent, of the fact that you are indeed dwelling in the center of your well-being right now, and that this is not going to happen later, but it's happening now, and all you're doing here is desiring to remember more and more and more of how this is true. Today, again, is the day of your great good. This is a statement that is very much a demonstration of how it is indeed the case that you are dwelling in the center of your well-being. Everyone, everywhere, and everything in every place is helping you. Another statement that is very much about the fact that you are dwelling in the center of your well-being. All that you desire is arising right in front of you and unfolding at your very feet in exactly the way that is right for you right here and right now. The body that you're inhabiting, that you're possessing, that is your manifesting form, that is the primary agent through which and by which you're experiencing this astonishing, amazing physical reality, is perfect for you right here and right now. You may not like pieces and parts of any of this or all of it, but that does not mean it's not right for you. It is right for you, and the recognition that it's right for you changes what it is. You resisting your own well-being by saying it's not right, it's not good, it's not what I want, and it needs to change, that resistance doesn't help you the way that you think it would logically. The logic here, of course, is going to fail completely. Because again, there's no logic to our saying you are indeed dwelling in the center of your well-being. You have proof plenty that that couldn't possibly be the case because you've been cultivating thoughts that would say otherwise. And it's okay that you've done that. You're not behind the eight ball. You haven't missed anything. You're not delaying anything to the extent that it's just not possible to have it. You're in the right place at the right time, right here and right now. And everything happening is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. And it's good. It's good to be here. It's good to have all of this. It's amazing to be present with all of this. It's delicious and magical and wonderful indeed. So today being the day of your great good, and now being the time and here being the place where all of this is happening, it's very helpful to pay attention to the fact that what is happening here is happening for you on your behalf, again, on your behalf and to your benefit. It's not something you need to fix or figure out. It's not something you need to manage. It's not something you need to try to understand. In fact, understanding, this is another one of these conversations where understanding is really not going to help you here. It's your direct experience of what it is that is right in front of you. When we say you are in the right place at the right time in the right way, when we say that the body you have right now is exactly right for you at this moment, when we say that your well-being is abounding in all sorts of ways that is beyond even your perhaps recognition at this moment, but is not far away from you in terms of being able to see it. When we say that you are in the right place at the right time in the right way with the right people right here and right now, when we see that everyone, everywhere, and everything in every place is helping you, we are just simply talking about the fact that you are indeed right now dwelling in the center of your well-being. So, today is the day. Here is the place. Now is the time. This is the moment. Everything happening here is indeed happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. What is not going to work here, and we could be wrong, but we would venture to say that what is not going to work here is any attempt on your part to fix or figure out, manage or handle. It's just not going to work. You are in the right place at the right time, oh yes, indeed, in the right way, most definitely. And everything, of course, here is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. But seeking to reach for, stretching into, trying to gather, trying to get, trying to make, trying to handle, trying to manage, you could do all of these things. They're just really not going to pay off. They are, in essence, a waste of your time. Not truly a waste of your time, though, of course, because anytime you're in resistance to anything, you're still generating contrast, which further amplifies desire. It's a self-correcting system. You can't really walk away from the truth of who you are. You can just temporarily ignore it, but not for long. And the longer you go and begin to remember more and more of who you are, and the more you try to make this be something that it isn't. In other words, the more you try to make this be a process or a project that is undertaken that is going to somehow or another be the thing that is going to finally be the win that you desire, the more you do this, the more you do this, the less and less and less you are able to tolerate it. Not because you've become callous, but because you've become sensitive more and more and more to who you really are. And you begin to recognize more and more and more that who you really are is amazing and is wonderful and is delightful. And so, with that said, we invite you to pay attention, not to the fact that there's a thing to be accomplished, but to the fact that you're simply relaxing into the very notion, the very motion, the very movement, the very awareness of the fact that you are indeed dwelling at the center, in the center, within the center, from within the center of your well-being right now, and that is extending out from you, filling every nook and cranny of your physical reality as you are manifesting it in this hologram. This recognition, it doesn't fix anything. What it does is shifts your perception. And it's very powerful. It's also very easy. It's not difficult at all. So, as you do this, as you give yourself permission to have more of this, as you let this be more and more the case, we invite you to pay attention to how powerful this is and wonderful this is, and to realize at long last how you are in the right place at the right time, in the right way, right here and right now. And that is wonderful again, and is delightful again, and is amazing again, as all of this is. It's only getting better and better and better and better from here.